We're joined in our post-game coverage by a guy who I've seen at the Blue Oval a lot over his time in track, had a great football season with some big plays for the defense, and now is a senior leader of the Pella basketball team following a big win. That's Trayvon Howen. Trey, good to have you finally up here. First of all, congratulations on a nice bounce-back win after a tough loss on Friday. Your thoughts about how well your guys played and what it was like to get just about everybody involved in the game tonight.
Yeah, we had great ball movement all night, and our plan was to just attack from the start and prove that we are the better team tonight. I thought we did a great job of that.
Well, and that proof came from the fact that I love the offense where it was often you or Braden would drive in, and then you knew where you were going with the ball. You found some open guys and outlets, and that got the offense going. And it's ball movement you haven't been able to have so much, but what was the intention tonight carrying that idea from practice to here, and what was it like to see it executed so well?
Yeah, I've been practicing a lot in all week, and then our goal was to get the rebound, go out, and start pushing transition, not let them set up their defense.
Well, and on top of this, you know, you had a big loss in the middle of the season with Luke and his injury, and obviously you've had to reset yourselves, and you've played pretty well since then. A big win over a ranked Carroll Kemper team, obviously a big win here tonight. How are you guys as senior leaders trying to get this team to rally together, and what's it like to kind of see that start to happen here and to see so many guys contributing?
Yeah, I can see a lot of guys like Cameron Rowe and the freshmen. They're all stepping up and playing their parts and giving us timely buckets, and then working hard on defense and on the glass, which is awesome to see.
One of the things I've described the senior classes, though, is fairly inexperienced in basketball, right? A lot of you guys had a great football season. As I mentioned, you've been a state track qualifier multiple years, so you've been in those big situations, but not necessarily in basketball. How have you translated some of that experience in other sports into being a leader this year? And what have you even learned this year in some tough games to help be a leader on this team?
Yeah, it's just that competitive edge. And when we get down, it happened a lot in football, too. We just keep on rallying back.
Well, and this team obviously is at a turning point. You got Grinnell coming up on Thursday. Your thoughts about how to keep this momentum going and the things you need to do in order to get to 10 wins on the season, which I know is a pretty impressive goal considering how tough your schedule is and the way that you want to show yourself after a short turnaround.
Yeah, I just have to continue to have good practice this week and then come Friday ready to play and Thursday.
Well, obviously, your dad and I know each other pretty well. We've done Coach's Corner interviews for the better part of 7 years, and he told me, and now official on the social media, you'll get to play in the prestigious Shrine Bowl coming up. Huge congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like when you found out that you were accepted for your application, and what does it mean to play among the best Iowa high school seniors coming up in July?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. I really appreciate it. And the way I found out was Preston Rowe texted me congratulations, which is kind of funny. But, yeah, it's a huge honor. Really appreciate it.
Well, Preston was in the Shrine Bowl last year. And what does that mean to have your name enshrined in a long list of guys like Preston who are all-time greats in the program, dating back to the Noah Claybergs of the world? Pell has had some of the greatest ever players show up at the Shrine Bowl, and your name's now going to be among them. What does that mean to you to carry on that legacy?
Yeah, it means a lot that get the recognition for all the hard work. Finally paid off.
Well, and I'm excited because on March 1st, you're going to get recognition, and hopefully you're playing still basketball on March 1st. When you think about this team and what you need to do, my final question for you long term, what does it take for this team to be one who can spoil somebody in the playoffs, and what are the things you're really working on to make sure you could upset a Bondurant or a Newton or somebody on your way to the well?
Yeah, we're just going to have to keep up and over our defense and keep playing hard every week and cut down on turnovers if we're going to make a run in the tournament.
That's Trayvon Howen, a senior leader of the Pella basketball team. Mr. Shrine Bowl, a couple big three-pointers here tonight against Oskaloosa. Trey, good to have you up here, and look forward to our next time talking.
Thank you.